This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Appu Gapak. President Draupadi Murmu extended greetings to Army personnel and veterans on Army Day today. In a message, the President highlighted the Army's pivotal role in ensuring national security. President Murmu said that the soldiers contribute to creating a peaceful environment in the country for its progress and prosperity. She also praised the Army for its courageousness, saying they have consistently played extraordinary courage and high standards of professionalism in defending the borders. President Murmu also said that the nation remembers with gratitude the countless sacrifices they have made in service of the motherland. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized that India operates with the spirit of development, not expansionism. He remarked that India has always supported an open, secure, inclusive and prosperous Indo-Pacific region. He was addressing the gathering after dedicating 3 frontline naval combatants, INS Surat, INS Nilgiri and INS Waghshir, to the nation on their commissioning at the Naval Dockyard in Mumbai, remarking that today was a big day for India's maritime heritage, the glorious history of the Navy and the Atmanirbhar Bharat Abhiyan. The Prime Minister said that Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj gave a new strength and vision to the Navy in India. Prime Minister noted that when it came to the development of coastal nations, India introduced the mantra of Sagar, security and growth for all in the region, and advanced with its vision. The commissioning of the 3 naval combatants marks a significant leap forward in realizing India's vision of becoming a global leader in defense, manufacturing and maritime security. The center has approved the creation of 2 new reserve battalions of the Central Industrial Security Force, taking the total number of battalions from 13 to 15. In a statement, the Home Ministry said that each new battalion will comprise around 1,025 personnel of various ranks and will be led by a senior commandant level officer. These new battalions will be vital in catering to the increasing demands on the CISF by creating a pool of trained personnel to fulfill immediate induction requirements relating to internal security. The Grand and Divine Mahakumbh is capturing global attention. As part of this, 21-member delegation from 10 countries will take a holy dip at the Sangam tomorrow. The delegation invited by the Ministry of External Affairs is arriving today. The international delegation includes representatives from Fiji, Finland, Guyana, Malaysia, Mauritius, Singapore, South Africa, Sri Lanka, Trinidad and Tobago, and the United Arab Emirates. Governor K.T. Parnaik conferred the Bharat Scouts and Guides Rajya Puraskar on Scouts and Guides at Rajbhavan Itanagar today. Out of 69 Scouts and 92 Guides who qualified for Rajya Puraskar, 21 Scouts and 22 Guides received their state award in person in the 22nd Rajya Puraskar Award today. Speaking on the occasion, the governor, who is also the chief patron of the Bharat Scouts and Guides State Association, congratulated the awardees and said that the award reflects their dedication, hard work, discipline and commitment to serving society. The governor urged the school students to join the Scouts and Guides movement and said that the nation stands on the shoulders of its youth. A Neolithic stone tool has been discovered in Upper Siang district by the Gaumbura of Mosing village, Bigong Tedo, while working in his paddy field. The tool has been loaned to Rajiv Gandhi University's Arunachal Institute for Tribal Studies, AITS, in hope that it may be studied by scholars to learn more about Arunachal's unique and ancient cultural heritage. Accepting the object on behalf of RGU, AITS Director Professor Jumir Basar thanked the Mosing GB's family for their contribution to scholarship and cultural heritage preservation and affirmed that it will be placed at the AITS Tribal Heritage Museum. An Asiatic pangolin with a pango pup was rescued by a resident of Bamin village, East Siang district, from their farmyard on Tuesday. The animal and its pup was handed over to RFO Anchal Ghat Wildlife Range Deering Memorial Wildlife Sanctuary Division Pasighat and later released inside the sanctuary area by the wildlife officials. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.